We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yes, we'll talk a little bit about the Leafs and what's going to happen in Toronto. We're going right to the West hotline. We're joined by Jeff Merrick from Sportsnet. Jeff, it is Howard and Jeremy here in Buffalo. Good morning, sir. Thanks for coming on with us today.
My pleasure, gentlemen. How are you today?
Yeah, you know, we're okay. We're hanging in there.
We're doing all right. We just had a caller call just to point out that the Leafs have lost five series in a row. Just to remind everybody.
The good thing about it is, in the greater Toronto area, there's about 4 million general managers who know exactly what to do. So this will all be solved very quickly on Sports Talk Radio.
Well, Jeff, we do that too for a living, so it's okay.
Actually, in this case, Jeff, it's a little different. Like, there's a little bit of laughing at the pain, and then, at least for me, there's a lot of, I feel like all the narratives have been exhausted. Like, what even is it this time around, other than, holy cow, I can't believe it happened again.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of that going around, certainly. And, you know, it is interesting, because going into this season, you know, coming off of that, you know, horrible freeze, and make no mistake about it, the Leafs go up 3-1 against the Montreal Canadiens last year in the playoffs. You know, Brendan Gallagher scores that first goal in Game 7, and the team freezes. And we're incapable of mustering anything after that. You know, the narrative going into this, and it wasn't really, I say it not as a pejorative, but as the truth, the narrative going into the season was, if the Maple Leafs have another first-round flameout, there's going to be sweeping changes. There's going to be personnel changes, there'll be changes on the bench, there'll be changes in the manager's suite. The only question is, how high up the food chain do the changes go? But then they went through the season they just did, and it was 60 goals from Austin Matthews. It was a career season for Mitch Marner. It was, you know, stretching the Tampa Bay Lightning, two-time defending Stanley Cup champion, and perhaps the worst draw the Maple Leafs could get in the first round, stretching them to seven games and losing by one goal. And for some, they looked at that and said, hold on a second here. If you believe in process, the Maple Leafs have now taken that next step, not unlike teams like the Detroit Red Wings previous to when they started to win their Stanley Cups, or the Washington Capitals when they finally won their Stanley Cup. But make no mistake about it, guys, and you know this, you're close to it, you're plugged in. The fan base is hot. The fan base is hot about this. This is, in their minds, they don't want to hear anything more about process and taking another step. All they know is this is another first-round flameout, and they're looking for changes. I think there will be changes, but I just don't know that it's going to be the changes that I think some Maple Leafs fans are hoping for or would expect. I expect there to be changes, but I don't think it's anything really as deep as some Maple Leafs fans may wish for.
Yeah, sometimes the things that are said are easy to mock, but at the same time, they might not be wrong. Sheldon Keefe saying he felt like they got more respect in the handshake line is a very cringy thing to say to me. However,
it is.
However, it sure does sound like the Lightning players do feel that. Like, a lot of the Lightning players were almost sheepish in talking about how they beat the Leafs. Like, hey, listen, that's a good team. They're going to get there eventually.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, too, because, you know, Montreal was a choke job. Like, that was bad. The series against Columbus in the bubble, like, the Maple Leafs should win that series all day long. The series against the Boston Bruins, that was a choke job. Like, this wasn't a choke. Like, I don't think anyone looked at this, the Tampa Bay series and said, wow, man, the Maple Leafs had them right where they wanted them, and they choked at the end. Now, you know, you may look at Tampa and say, okay, so that last game you didn't have Braden Point for the majority of the game, and, you know, there's some guys that are dinged up, and this guy's playing with a fever of 102, and how do you not beat this team? But I don't think that anyone looks at Game 7 this time around and says, oh, the Maple Leafs choked. It's just that it's the same result. that the Maple Leafs fans have, you know, now gotten used to in the opening round.
To me, Jeff, honestly, it's funny. As an outsider, if they make big moves and think we got to blow up this, that great, because I think you should keep the core group together. I think it's a really good hockey team. I think some of it is luck of the draw. Some of it is the stupid playoff format, because Toronto is usually playing in the 2-3 game unless it's the All-Canada division. I think they should keep the team together and try and figure out what else to add to it, as opposed to blaming one of the core guys and moving out Nylander or Tavares, or obviously it's not Matthews, any of those other guys.
That's a really interesting point. So let me try to take that one step further. How would you feel then if they kept the core together but moved the pieces around? Because if you look at the gameplay and if you look at the season, and you look how that 7-game series against Tampa went, I mean, up the gut, they're running Austin Matthews and John Tavares. John Tavares' strong suit has never been skating, and that becomes quite obvious in the playoff time when the pace picks up. You know, there is some talk around Toronto, and there has been for a while, that by the end of John Tavares' contract, he will have to be a winger. That he doesn't have the foot speed. Now, I know that a player like Anze Kopitar is not the fastest player in the NHL by any stretch of the imagination. He's still quite an effective center. But the feeling around John Tavares is, by the end of the deal, he should probably be a winger. They need someone a little more fleet of foot to be a center. Now, William Nylander has played center. There is some belief that Mitch Marner could slot there, and they would separate Mitch Marner and Austin Matthews. So if they kept it together, I wonder if that could be the play here longer term.
Jeff Merrick with us from Sportsnet. So the core guys did produce points. The goaltending wasn't even that bad, right? There have been years when the Leafs lost, and you pointed out to Frederick Anderson or whoever killing them. So what do they need to get better this offseason? What do you think they need to add to this team?
I think they need someone that is miserable to play against in their top six. You know, it's not as if the Maple Leafs are an easy touch anymore, but there's no one that's just miserable. And I know those players are rare, and everybody wants them. Like, everybody wants their Tom Wilson. Everybody wants their Brad Marchand. But players like that, I mean, the Maple Leafs have recognized that they need a player like that. I mean, they went out last offseason and got Nick Ritchie. Right now, it didn't work out, and they ended up shipping him to Arizona for Labushkin, which actually did kind of work out, you know, better for the Toronto Maple Leafs. But they recognize that. I mean, that's a tell that they recognize that they need that style of player in their top six, and I would argue they still do. I think the other thing, you know, they probably need one more top pairing defenseman. I mean, that's not going to be Mark Giordano. If he wants to come back to Toronto on a discount deal and in a bottom pairing role, there's probably a spot there for him. But I look at the Maple Leafs and I say, I need a good, miserable, cranky hockey player in the top six and one more defenseman. And listen, you mentioned Jack Campbell. He's an unrestricted free agent. And it's not as if he spent his 20s picking up, you know, major contract after major contract. This is his one shot to ring the bell. Will that shot be with Toronto, or does he chase every single dime knowing this is his one chance to cash in?
What do you anticipate, if anything, with Dubas and Keefe? Do they, everybody's back together, GM, coach?
I think so. That's very much what it feels like right now. I don't know. I mean, everybody, this could all change today at Cal Dubas' press conference, but it does feel right now like, at least for now, everybody is secure in their positions. But the one thing that we're starting to see now, and, you know, you guys just mentioned, you know, Lane Lambert takes over in Long Island, and, you know, Peter DeBoer is now out in Vegas, and you wonder about Barry Trotz going in there. This is going to be a wild summer for coaches, guys. This is going to be a wild summer. We don't know if Rick Bonus is coming back in Dallas. There's going to be some significant coaching changes. This will be the coaching carousel. Make no mistake about it, in this offseason. My gut tells me that Sheldon Keefe is fine, but we'll see what happens as the spring and summer progresses. But it's my understanding that both the GM and the coach will be back.
Jeff Merrick of Sportsnet. Jeff, on the NHL playoffs, that's round two starting tonight, Tampa, Florida, the other Eastern series, Carolina, the Rangers, the Battle of Alberta, the St. Louis, Colorado series. What about this group of eight jumps out at you?
Well, one, we get the Battle of Alberta again, which we haven't seen since 1991. Now, I don't think it'll be a similar timber where the games take 4 hours and it's a scattering of sticks and gloves all over the ice like we were used to once upon a time. But there is a special burning intensity that exists between these two teams, the Highway 2 series in Alberta between Edmonton and Calgary. So looking forward to that. I am very much looking forward to Florida and Tampa. Like, it's always great. I mean, even go back to preseason games, you know, where it's brawl fest. These two teams have, you know, a genuine hockey hate for one another, which is a beautiful thing come this time of year. So that one certainly stands out. And I'll tell you what's interesting here. Carolina and the New York Rangers, Tony DeAngelo versus former team, is very delicious. And actually, when you look at the Carolina Hurricanes blue line, you know, whether it's Brady Shea, Tony DeAngelo, Brendan Smith, it's kind of the New York Rangers versus the New York Rangers old blue line. In a lot of ways, Tampa is one of the more skilled teams and hardworking teams in the NHL. This one jumps out. And then the wild card series, which we think Colorado should win, but St. Louis is just so hard to play against and maybe have the most balanced attack of forwards in the entire NHL, 9-20 goal scorers and almost a tenth with Justin Falk on the back end. I don't know if this one's going to be the pushover that some people think it might be, considering how good Colorado is. I think there's still a lot of there with the St. Louis Blues, but you know the state and provincial rivalry games are clearly the ones that stand out here.
It's a little bit like Colorado has to answer the second round question that the Leafs have to answer in the first round.
Nailed it. The same questions everybody has about the Maple Leafs in the first round. You're right on the money here. The same questions exist. And don't forget, like, last season, Colorado was up 2-0 on Vegas after the first two games. And we say, all right. I remember talking to someone in Vegas after game two, and they said, we have them exactly where we want them. And I kind of laughed. I'm like, nah, this is it for Colorado. And then sheepishly, I had to admit that, boy, was I ever wrong. Those same demons for the second round exist for Colorado. Make no mistake about it.
Jeff, in Buffalo, no change as a coach and GM, and everyone around here is pretty happy about that. The season went about as good as anybody here probably could have expected, and optimism has returned.
And listen, you guys follow the Rochester Americans. You know what's down there on the farm. You know about Jack Quinn. You know about J.J. Paterka. You know about the players that are coming. You know about the draft picks that are on the horizon. This is a team that's growing. This is a team that I think a lot of people look towards and say, okay, they're maybe not a playoff team next season, but they're ready to take more steps. There's the emergence. Like, I was one of the first people to look sideways on Tage Thompson becoming a center. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the visual of the giraffe in the middle. Like, holy smokes, the big guys are in the middle. But, man, has he ever worked out as a legit number one center. Like, there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic about the Buffalo Sabres. And I got to admit my bias here. Like, I grew up in southwestern Ontario. So I watched a ton of Buffalo Sabres games. Like, for me, it was Maple Leafs games and Buffalo Sabres games. I watched the French Connection. I watched Danny Gare. I watched King Kong Korab and Playfair. And the voice in my head, with all due respect to RJ, the voice in my head when I hear the Buffalo Sabres is Ted Darling and the Sabre Dance and all of it. So I'm a longtime Buffalo Sabres guy. So anytime I start to get that soap and warm water feeling about the Buffalo Sabres improving, to me it's a good thing.
Jeff, thanks for your time. Nice to have you on the show this morning. Appreciate you coming on with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.